I thought it would be super fun to reach back into the past, back to 2011 and subsequent years, and share some of my old blog posts with you, which were actually the launching pad to this podcast. They're all posted in a section called Thoughts by Me on my website. I'll put a link in the description. And there's actually some fun recipes on there that I had completely forgotten about that I will be revisiting. And there's some interesting challenges, like life challenges that I challenged myself to that I blogged about. Kind of fun. So let's take a blast to the past. Thoughts from the Mall, from October 19th, 2016. I love how God never gives up on us. He's so patient with us as we learn to hear Him leading and guiding us. It's a lifelong journey that doesn't end until we return to the dust from which we were made. I'm so thankful for all the chances He offers me to show others His love and mercy. I miss way too many. If I were witty and quick enough to get it right every time, the blessings I could leave in my wake would be immense. But I'm not, and I don't, so I can't. And I miss an opportunity to be like Jesus. Often, it's just a faint impression He gives, a little whisper in our hearts, a peek into the lives of others as they wrestle with the demons that plague their circumstances. A chance to be light and love, even when it seems insignificant to us. It can mean the world to them. You don't know the impact a kind word can have in the life of another. It can literally save a life. We just might be the one who shows them that they do matter. Don't get me wrong. He whacks me over the head at times, and it's clear that I need to do something specific. But in the heat of the moment, with emotions gone wild, or if I'm on autopilot and wrapped up in my own thoughts, God can have a hard time getting through to me if I don't stay sensitive to Him. It's the little things in life, our daily routine, that we need to be careful of. I can let the person trying to turn left into traffic go before me if I'm across the street turning right. I might show them selflessness in a world drenched in selfishness, instead of leaving them stuck while I keep going, and so do all the people who turned behind me. Or if I tell the salesperson at the mall who offers free yoga classes on Sunday morning, saying it's a spiritual equivalent for church, that I don't go to church to be spiritual. I go to learn about my Creator and to serve my fellow church members. Then I might change her view on church fellowship completely. But I don't always hear that little voice until it's too late and I've left that person to battle traffic as I move happily through the traffic light, seeing them stuck in the same place in my rear view mirror. I don't always feel merciful when offended at the idea that the sales lady inferred that a workout class was a fair trade to gathering with my church family and learning more about God. I missed those chances and can't get them back, but I can learn from them. I need to be obedient to His pokes. Sometimes they're subtle, but they're nonetheless. At times, I have but a millisecond to choose right or wrong. Love others, or love self. To say, me, 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 or him, him, him. What He meant when He said we are to die to self is that we are to put His will above ours, to serve others to the best of our ability, to love those who don't necessarily love us back, to offer hope in a brutal, hopeless world. Then Jesus said to His disciples, if anyone wishes to follow me as my disciple, he must deny himself, set aside selfish interests, and take up his cross, expressing a willingness to endure whatever may come, and follow me, believing in me, conforming to my example in living and, if need be, suffering or perhaps dying because of faith in me. For whoever wishes to save his life in this world will eventually lose it through death. But whoever loses his life in this world, for my sake, will find it, that is, life with me for all eternity. For what will it profit a man if he gains the whole world, wealth, fame, success, but forfeits his soul? Or what will a man give in exchange for his soul? For the Son of Man is going to come in the glory and majesty of his Father with his angels, and then he will repay each one in accordance with what he has done. That's Matthew 16:24-27. That was the Amplified Version. I don't always choose correctly, but it's a lifelong battle, and I will go on striving to be a more loving, merciful, forgiving person. It can mean giving up what I want most for something better, even if I can't see it or don't agree at the moment. The world tells us we're missing out if we don't do what we want. The Bible proves to me we're missing out on vital blessings for us and others if we don't listen to God. This world will one day perish, but our souls will not. I want to take people to heaven with me and not worry about what the world thinks. It's flawed, broken, dying. The reason we're here to begin with is to love God and to spread God's love, and I want to serve my purpose. After all, I was bought with a very high price, the blood of Jesus. My son, do not forget my teaching, but let your heart keep my commandments. For length of days and years of life and peace they will add to you. Let not steadfast love and faithfulness forsake you. Bind them around your neck, write them on the tablet of your heart, so you will find favor and good success in the sight of God and man. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight. Be not wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and turn away from evil. It will be healing to your flesh and refreshment to your bones. Honor the Lord with your wealth and with the first fruits of all your produce. Then your barns will be filled with plenty, and your vats will be bursting with wine. My son, do not despise the Lord's discipline or be weary of his reproof. For the Lord reproves him whom he loves, as a father the son in whom he delights. Proverbs 3:1-12.
Thank you so much for being here today. If you haven't already, hit that subscribe button right there for me. And click bell if you want notifications. And hit that like button too. And I will see you next time. Maranatha! And now that he's washed me clean, I want to follow where he leads. We were made to love, we were made to give. The reason why we're here, the reason why he gave us life. We were made to show the love of Christ. We know this is why we're here, this is why he gave us life. So let his love shine through in everything we do. It's all for love.